Hey, Sean, whenever you can. How can I help you?
Hey, Sean, this is John with Local Splash.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, it's going well. How's your morning going so far?
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear. I received a text message from our customer service department, request for cancellation of our services.
Yes, please.
Okay, what's going on?
Nothing wrong with the service. You know, well, we only had for a day, but mm-hmm. So I can tell there's nothing wrong.
Yeah.
But I talked to the rest of my team, and they said right now they just don't want to put too much money into marketing, so we're going to hold off on using Local Splash right now. But I thought of them. They said it seems like a good idea for later. They just don't want to do it right now while we're in the early stages.
Gotcha. Okay. Our company, we're just a Google partner. We're not actually Google. So when a position becomes available, they'll send us like a qualified candidates list to fill the position. And that's why we reached out to you yesterday. When we signed you up, we submitted your guys' form for verification. So they like send it out to you in the mail. It's like a PIN verification letter, and they start working on it like immediately. So, like the service agreement that we always send you in writing, you'd signed off on it. I think you have it saved there in your email, but it does tell you like the first month, it's non-refundable due to the fact that that does cost money in order to.
Yeah, honestly, we get that. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
We get the first month. We'll take that full.
Well, what I recommend is get your Google verification, you know, evaluate it. You know, it typically takes only 30 to 45 days for my guys to see return on investment on everything. But even if you guys were to leave it later, you know, you're still going to have your Google verification. That's not a process that you guys will have to go through again. So you'll still be Google verified. You'll have your Google reviews up there. You know, you'll still be reputable and reviewable for people who are currently considering you or hiring you guys. You know, so there's a long-term value to that, even if you don't continue to have first page placement throughout the length of your business. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it won't be chalked up as lost. You're going to have to do a Google Business Profile at some point. But I know if I put in a request for cancellation today, like if I say, hey, we just signed him up yesterday. He's supposed to have his client interview today, but we're canceling it. You know, they're going to stop everything as far as getting you on that first page, you know. They won't complete the verification process because they're like, hey, why are we going to work on this if it's not going to actually come to fruition as an actual client of ours long-term that's going to be using that first page placement, you know?
Right, we get that. We understand from y'all's perspective.
Yeah, so I would recommend, you know, obviously, you know, you're only committed to a month yesterday until the 22nd of February. In your service agreement, it also states, like, if you're unhappy, you could discontinue. We do ask that you let us know before the next billing is due, but I don't think you'll be unhappy, you know, for the reasons that we talked about yesterday with your pay-per-lead system. I think if you sit down with your guys at the end of the month and evaluate, hey, this is what we're making versus what we're spending, and then this is the other thing we were using before, you know, I'm pretty sure you guys would rather be on the first page of Google and have people call you directly than to continue to pay-per-lead or click or call.
Yeah,
with a third party. Yeah, because the third party you're using is doing this type of advertisement. They do Google Places placements. They also do, or not Google Places, they do local SEO and Google Ads. And they're basically just reselling you leads that they're getting from being online. So you're buying leads that are coming from Google. They're being sold to three or four other guys. They're charging you. Even if you don't get the job, you pay the lead fee, you know. So I'm pretty confident if you sit down with your guys and you go, hey, we don't have to pay per lead for these. We got a lot more opportunity just having people call us directly. It's a lot less saturated, you know. There's a lot of different variables. And then that's not just the first page placement on Google, you know, there's the other directories that we'll be submitting you to too, like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. You guys can drive traffic and get clients from those too. You also have first page placement on Bing. So, yeah. So those are all part of the service. That's in your service agreement I sent you yesterday because I had you on a discounted pricing structure for an upgraded package.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, is that something you guys can see a value in, like maybe going through the client interview, getting things up and running, and then actually evaluating it so we can maybe generate some return out of that first month?
Yeah, I mean, I can tell them, be like, the first month isn't going to get refunded. Might as well, you know, take it. I'm sure they'll listen to that, you know.
Yeah, and I'm pretty confident what you guys see in the first month. Like, we always recommend try the services for 30 to 45 days. So we always say we recommend you try it for at least 2 months before you hard evaluate it for return on investment. But I'm pretty confident with what you'll be able to see just in that time period. It'll be a pretty definitive result on what you guys are going to want to do as like a long-term solution for the business. And that's all that we ask. That's why we do it month to month too, is because usually, you know, we don't want you to feel like, oh, you're coming back because you have to. We want the guys that are coming back because, you know, they want it. It's working for them. It's something that they can, you know, benefit from long term as a marketing solution. But we also want to give you the flexibility if, hey, you don't want people calling you. You know, you're booked up for the next however long, then, you know, you could still kind of opt out of it. So, I have the client interview still scheduled. I haven't removed it from the calendar. Do you think that time would still work for you today?
Yeah, that time still works.
Okay. I'll have them call you same time, same client interview schedule. I know it was wait a minute. Okay. You just did it right now?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that technician will still contact you at the time to walk you through the client interview. And then if you do have questions, comments, or concerns, like I said, we have 24/7 customer service. If I'm not on the phone, it'll come straight through to me. If you hit 544, if I'm on the line, it'll go to our customer service department at extension 1.
Okay.
Let me see here. I'm going to have them proceed with the profile. I'm pretty sure. Oh wait, let me see here. Make sure it's going to be the same client interview technician.
So it sounded great to me, but you know, I'm brand new to this, and they are both like very experienced, and they were like, "We don't know if you should do that right now." And I was like, "Well, I'm gonna not take your advice."
So here's the thing. So they're kind of right in that regard. Like, if you're going to do bad, which I don't think you're going to do bad, Sean, you know, but if you're going to go out and you're going to, you know, get bad reviews, then yeah, there's a certain amount of a risk there, because it's like, hey, you know, whatever we do, when you're on that first page, it's going to be under a magnifying glass early on.
Yeah, that makes sense. If you do bad service, don't expect great returns, you know.
Yeah, but I don't think that's going to be an issue with you. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
Then also the package that you're on has review monitoring. So it's like, it's not like some company that doesn't like you can just get on there and slander your business and start writing a bunch of bad reviews. We protect you from that. You know what I mean? But it's verified reviews from your clients. So if you actually like drop the ball on a couple of the jobs right in the beginning and you got a 1-star rating, well, it's not going to matter if we're telling them you're great and there's a 1-star up there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I can understand their perspective of that, but as far as getting on Google in general, I mean, there's no negative to that. If you're a business owner and you're in business and you're open for business, then you should have a Google listing. You should be in front of your customers at the time they're doing the search. That's where 9 out of 10 of your opportunities are probably going to come from moving forward.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll tell them, be like, give it the first month, and then I'll sit down and evaluate it after that.
Yeah, I mean, it's month to month. Like we said, we just ask for 30 to 45 days to earn your business. You know, if you give it that a lot of time period, then I'm sure you'll love it. I don't see how you and your partners would say, hey, let's go back to paying per lead, you know?
Yeah.
All right. But it is set up for the client interview at 3. All the billing and everything that's in your service agreement is still set up on the same schedule. So it is going to renew on the 22nd of February unless you contact us prior to then, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you at 3:00. If you need anything, just call in, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Talk to you soon.
Bye.